I'm not quite sure how to ask this question. What struck me was what you just said a while ago when you said that the stone being heavy, but you won't know it's heavy unless you pick it up, and it's just like suffering. You don't have to pick it up. I'm kind of in a stage where I'm kind of battling a loss in my life, and I'm suffering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I didn't pick up that stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was flung at me. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, the What? Maybe
not quite
one
sure
the...
how to deal.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually the second session I've ever attended on Buddhism. Uh-huh. So, it's like I'm actually Catholic, but. But I'm open because mm-hmm. I'm not finding that helpful enough for what mm-hmm. I'm going through.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the things is that, especially from a Buddhist perspective, that sense of some experiencing some loss or some thing in life that is unwanted. And just as you expressed it, saying that it was flung at me. And from a, I think one of the things that the Buddha encourages us to be contemplating are the different realities of human existence that we should be contemplating every single day. Sort of, I'm of the nature to age, I've not gone beyond aging. I'm of the nature to sicken, I've not gone beyond sickness. I'm of the nature to die, I've not gone beyond dying. All that is mine, beloved and pleasing, will become otherwise, will become separated from me. So the truth of impermanence, change, separation from the loved. And then the last one, I'm the owner of my actions, heir to my actions, born of my actions, related to my actions, abide supported by my actions. Whatever I will do, for good or for ill, of that I will be the heir. So that recognition of a fundamental law of cause and effect according to our actions, and that we receive the fruits of our actions. So that those reflections help us to have a a willingness to contemplate the natural occurrence of, say, aging, illness, death, whether it's ourselves or others, or separation from the loved, whether it's material, other persons, material things, our own mental states. So that's a constant truth that we need to familiarize ourselves in order to establish a quality of clarity and equanimity. Not because, or not just to be like fatalistic and negative, but to recognize, well, that's actually the true nature of things. Nature is following its course. And whenever you start to get into a fight with nature, you always lose. So that it's a giving a opportunity to put it in a broader perspective, and then also that the feeling, of course, when something changes, something's difficult, is that it's about me. And in reality, this is a universal truth. And we're not actually accepted. There's no exception. It isn't just something that happens to other people. it happens to us. It happens to everybody. Because what makes it very heavy is the me bit. And it's like it's like with Ajahn Chah sort of saying with this big rock. On its own, when seeing it in its context of its nature, then it's not heavy. It's when I go and try to pick it up and carry it. That's when it becomes heavy. So the same happens with our interactions with with the world around us, our relationships with other people. And that doesn't mean that we try to push anything away, but it's really like attending to things in a way of kindness and wisdom. Those are the one needs to have that kindness and wisdom in our relationships with others, because that's a source of happiness, and it's a source of well, both for ourselves and for others. And when we attend to that, but then we're also ready for whatever change is going to happen, then we have the discernment and clarity of mind to not be shaken by natural change.